of our state line. Yes, the joke's on Alabama. Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. There's Morgan Wallen for you. Live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes today. What, you haven't heard this?
No, I mean, just look out the window.
I'm trying not to.
It's packed down
One of us has to drive, okay?
All right.
One of us can't keep getting distracted
by the
visions of Nashville. Let's bring in Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, presented by ESPN Bet. You know, Greg, you've seen the streets of Nashville. You know about the Woo Girls. They are out already at 9:30 this morning.
What is it bachelorette season down there? I don't. Jeez.
It's Morgan Wallen season. He's playing here tonight for three nights, so I think that has a lot to do with it.
Gotcha. I was told you guys are having a ketchup on eggs discussion this morning. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. Sir. How do you feel about it?
I religiously put ketchup on eggs, but there's a specific reason for it, which is when you think about the simplistic charm of the sausage McMuffin with egg, the alchemy between the ketchup and the grease of the sausage is one of the most blissful things maybe in the history of human cuisine. And so because of that, I religiously put ketchup on bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, sausage, egg, and cheese croissants, everything. And that it extends to just having scrambled eggs as well.
Hero.
That's actually a great explanation. I love that. So, okay, he's pro ketchup on eggs. We're all pro ketchup on eggs.
Yes.
Is basically what I'm hearing. I don't know about the Edmonton Oilers, but they're pro everything this morning after advancing to the second round. They knock off the LA Kings 4-1. After a 4-3 win last night in Edmonton. I mean, we know Toronto has all the pressure on them, but I feel like Edmonton, it was almost as equal to continue the run with all the talent they have. But they check off one box as they move on to the next round.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a special team series. I think, as Connor McDavid pointed out last night, the more impressive thing than the Oilers' power play beating up the Kings, which, you know, the Oilers' power play is going to beat up a lot of people, was their penalty kill didn't allow a goal against the LA Kings power play, which is a really interesting development. Look, I it's the same kind of deal as like the Rangers beating the Capitals, or, you know, Colorado beating a Winnipeg team that was melting down. You don't want to like overrate a first round win for a team. And frankly, like, if the Oilers are good at anything, it's beating the LA Kings. Like, they beat them 3 years in a row. But they look really good. And I think that Darnell Nurse, their defenseman, said it best, which is that it wasn't just four wins. It was four wins that all had their own little variety to them. Like, they won a 1-0 game. They won a shootout game. Like, they were winning games in different ways. And I think that's a really impressive kind of confidence builder for Edmonton.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And then, you know, we'll get to Nashville in a second, but this Vegas-Dallas series has just been fun. It's lived up to the billing. Dallas takes the 3-2 lead in the series by winning 3-2 last night. But watching this series, Greg, it has all the makings to me of going the distance, because you got two teams that really, I mean, we can get into the playoff structure all we want. This should be two teams in the Western Conference Final.
Yeah, and maybe the end result of Vegas loses is that their owner decides to, you know, lobby to get the playoff format changed this time. I don't know who's to say. They'll do something crazy if they lose. But, you know, the Stars stumbled out of the gate. Jake Oettinger was bad in game one, and then the Stars just couldn't match the Knights in game two. But ever since then, they've been on their game, and Oettinger in particular has really, you know, recaptured the magic. He was, I thought, brilliant last night. The thing I like about Dallas is that they have that trademark that you see with a lot of championship teams, which is a balance between old veterans, your Pavelskis and your Suitors, and then guys that are smack dab in their prime, your Jason Robertsons. And then, like, they always have these young recruits that come up, like Wyatt Johnston, for example. And they have that really good balance of players right now, and they're all clicking. I mean, they're a deep team. And you could feel the Knights are kind of scrambling for answers at this point, making the goalie change, making some lineup changes, and we'll see what they've got left in game six.
We're talking to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior writer for them for the NHL.
All right, Greg, before we talk about the Predators and Canucks in Game 6, let's go back to Game 4. Were you watching that live, the collapse of the Preds there in the last couple of minutes?
Yeah, I was. I was shocked. I mean, because it was like once they made it 3-1, it just seemed like it was going to be cruise control from that point. And, you know, to see the Canucks rally like they did, Brock Besser getting the hat trick, and obviously once they tied the game, like there was absolutely no thought in my mind that Nashville was going to win in overtime just because of the emotional swing that happened in that third period.
So now we're back here for Game 6 tomorrow night. Who has more pressure, Vancouver or Nashville, Greg?
Vancouver to close them out. I think still, you know, they had the chance on home ice. They couldn't do it. I was really impressed with how Nashville picked themselves off the canvas. I mean, like, this is, as we've talked about many times this season, this is a team with a lot of playoff and experience. And, you know, like I said, the minute that they blew the lead in Game 4, I knew they were going to lose in overtime because I don't think that this team was emotionally equipped to deal with that kind of body blow and squandering a victory like that. But then you go to Game 5, and they play brilliantly. And I was really, really impressed. I think Andrew Brunette did a good job getting them ready and mentally prepared. And I think their execution was good. And it was, if you're looking, you know, win or lose in this series, you're looking for signs that things are pointed in the right direction. And the way that the team responded to such a crushing emotional defeat on home ice, I thought was really impressive.
How much, when you watch the Predators and just their resolve and how they play the game, they're not afraid to get in the dirty areas, do you actually see a team full of Andrew Brunettes? Because I just feel like the longer the season has gone on, the more you see kind of him as a player, you know, with this team as a whole.
Sure. And you know, playing with pace and trying to force the issue and you know, being offensive, like it, you know, oftentimes teams will take on the personality of their coaches. Look no further than the Carolina Hurricanes, who, you know, play like a bunch of Rod Brind'Amours out there, including the amount of time they spend in the weight room, you know? So like there's no question that he kind of coaches what he knows. And listen, it's probably easier to be Andrew Brunette if he's telling you to try to play a certain way than it was like when Wayne Gretzky coached the Arizona Coyotes. Gretzky's entire coaching philosophy is, why can't you just do what I did? And guys like Kyle Turris are looking at him and being like, because you're Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, all right. So, Greg, going into tomorrow night, what's your feeling for Game 6 tomorrow night here in Nashville between Vancouver and the Predators?
I like the Preds in that game, man. I think we're going the distance here. They certainly, you know, picked up a lot of momentum in that Game 5 win. I think Vancouver, like you said, is going through some stuff. Not only, you know, the questions in goal, maybe they swing it back to DeSmith. I haven't heard anything definitively on that for Game 6. They're you know, wondering about the production of guys like Elias Pettersson. Like, there just seems to be a bit more uncertainty and questions and consternation on the other side than there are on the Nashville side right now.
So if they do, we love hypotheticals. Chase and I love hypotheticals. So they win tomorrow night, the Preds do. They go back to Vancouver for Game 7 Sunday. And then all the talk's going to be, well, how could you blow a 3-1 lead? How could you blow a 3-1 lead? Do you favor the Predators going into that game on Sunday if that happens?
Sure, because, again, like, the entire series, they're playing with house money, right? I mean, you know, the incredible streak to just make the playoffs. You have this Vancouver team that won the division, has a lot of expectation about advancing in the playoffs and potentially trying to chase a Stanley Cup. You know, listen, the injury to Demko threw this entire series into chaos for them, so that at least they'll have a little bit of a plausible deniability if they lose the series. But the bottom line is that you've got home ice. You had the 3-1 lead in the series. The pressure is going to be entirely on them to try to close this thing out, and we'll see what happens.
He is Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. Greg, the playoffs have been fun so far, and it's hard to believe it's only the first round. We'll see what happens tonight and over the weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 9:30, presented by ESPN Bet. I am so excited about Game 6 tomorrow. I know a lot of people are excited about Game 6 tomorrow. We'll talk more about that and much more coming up next live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.